If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. The day science begins to study non-physical phenomena, it will make more progress in one decade than in all the previous centuries of its existence. Nikola Tesla.
Welcome to the Frequency Shifter Show. I'm your host, Corinne Summers, founder of Artisan Pharmacy. In this show, we explore ways to raise the frequency of ourselves, one another, and our planet. We're digging deep into all things metaphysical, from what is frequency, to the power of sound, the Schumann resonance, our DNA, Reiki, the energy of water, and beyond. All to shift our minds and bodies back into alignment with richer states of connection, elevated awareness, and maximum human potential. And we're bringing on the global experts and thought leaders to share their wisdom as they let us pick their brains around all these juicy, mysterious topics.
First of all, I don't know who Ricky is and metaphysical. Schumann's Renaissance? I don't even know. What are you talking about? Wait a minute. I need us to take a step back and calm down. What are we even talking about here?
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention, I have a co-host. The universe insisted. What can I say? This is Alex Terranova, founder of Dream Mason. He's sort of a newbie to some of this frequency stuff, and he's going to help keep everything balanced, grounded, and relatable.
So this show isn't just for the experts to nerd out on all things metaphysical, but it's an open welcome space for everyone to explore the mysteries of the universe and raise our frequencies together.
I'm really excited to share today's episode featuring Amy Sikarski, someone that I have looked up to and been following for a long time through her incredible community, Raise the Vibe Tribe on Instagram. She is a master energy therapist, an international intuitive, a psychic channel. She's also a Reiki master. She's certified in pranic healing. Overall, she's one of the sweetest women I have ever met and such a just genuine heart and desire to help the world transform and see it as a better place. Something else cool about Amy is that she is a licensed vocational nurse. Overall, she just radiates healing transformational vibes, and we're really excited to have her here.
This episode was, I want to say, so deep, so vulnerable. There was so much here. We talk about things like spirit guides and ascended masters. We talk about archangels. We talk about how messages can come from anywhere, flashbacks, dreams, songs, food, signs, and like literally anything. We talk about ways to ask and open yourself up more to messages from angels or other beings or, you know, other energy sources. Even, Amy's process and her journey, her business, her books, her channeling, how we compartmentalize being human versus being something other than. And we actually had the gift or the experience to get to watch Amy work. And I want to let Green talk about more about that process. But on this episode, you actually get to see her do some of her work.
Yes. So you guys are going to see me in some of my deep, vulnerable moments. This was one of the most powerful episodes we've ever done on the podcast, you know, for me, because of that channeled experience. It was also my most awkward, and I was in a really just weird, crazy life state. I was emotional. I was going through some really major life stuff, which I'll get into a little bit more about that in another episode, but just know there was a lot going on in my life. I had some relationship things. I was dealing with different family things, including the death of my aunt. There was a lot of things compounding, and I was kind of a mess that day and decided to just go ahead and do the episode anyway. I really didn't want to change Amy's time. And I figured, hey, you know, what better person to be with and to sit with and to spend time with today than my best friend, Alex, and this beautiful soul, Amy, and talk about my favorite topic, frequency. Like, what could go wrong, right? I was not expecting the amount of emotion and, you know, I kind of froze after she did that channeling thing. There were a lot of messages in it for me. It hit me in a lot of different ways. And I didn't really eloquently handle that level of vulnerability. I found myself sitting there in the hot seat and I just kind of froze. So I don't remember everything that I even said in the say in this episode, but as you're listening, just know you're like seeing me react to a lot of stuff in real time and I'm still continuing to process it. So it'll come up later and you'll get to know more as we continue to do these episodes. And as I get to share a little more in our recap at the end of this season. But for this episode, just be along with us on the journey. And
I think this was a powerful look into, I think it was really good that you showed up because of the conversation we were having and who Amy is, that she got to be with your energy and work with you. If, you know, we were, I don't know, if we were doing something else or in a different situation, I think I would have been, as a friend, been like, hey, why don't you sit this one out, right? Like, go take care of yourself. But I think it's a great lesson for, shit's always happening. Like, life is always happening. There's always waves that we're getting crushed by and then waves that we're riding in super smooth. And sometimes the waves that crush us happen right before something big that we're committed to and really matters to us. And I think a really empowered human has to decide in each moment what serves. And sometimes it serves to sit one out. Sometimes it serves to go take care of ourselves and really like do self-care and allow ourselves to miss what seemed like an opportunity. And other times, I think it serves us to say, you know what, I might not be my best right now, but I'm going to do it anyway. And I'm going to know that the lessons or the gold are in the discomfort or the awkwardness or that I'm not my best in this moment. And that, you know, we think about this. There's so many stories of great athletes who got really sick before something and they decided to play. And it's like one of their most iconic performances, but that was a powerful choice. And then there's other times where great athletes or people decided to sit down and be like, wait, I need to rest. I need to take care of my body because the bigger commitment may be on the next thing. And I need to like allow myself. So I think that you choosing to be in this episode was really powerful. And I think that people getting to see you in a really vulnerable light and Amy getting to work with you is really valuable. And I'm glad you did this episode. Even though, yeah, you're a little wacky, but like, we're all a little wacky at times.
Yeah. Just don't judge me, guys, when I'm awkward as fuck a couple times. I wanted to say one other thing on that, because you and I are both people that commit to big lives, right? And so is everyone that we've interviewed on this episode. So are the people that both of us coach. And when you're committed to a big life too, like you have more stuff always happening. And even with relationships, like some of the reason that I have stuff going on in my relationships is because I'm committed to my relationships in such a serious way, having positive relationships, healing past hurt and past pain, supporting each other and becoming the best that we can be. And so when you're committed to those things, sometimes that means that your life is also going to have like more things going on. And so that perspective is important to be able to say, okay, like if every time something big is going on, if I don't do my job or if I don't show up to my commitments, then that you'll never accomplish anything or get anything done. So trust your gut, trust yourself, and you're the only one that can decide whether something is right for you. I'm glad I listened to my gut in this. I'm glad I had the support of Alex and Amy. Thank you guys for listening and being here. And I hope you enjoy today's episode.
All right. So thank you for sharing with me a little bit about your morning. And what I like to do is just kind of tune in and see. I'm clairvoyant, so kind of see the energy, what's happening. Clairaudiently, I'll receive information, like the best way to help support. And what I love about when I work with my guides, and yours are here too, so all of our family, guides, angels, and spirit, is that they give us practical tips and they will share with us ways that we can help understand, navigate, and manage through the scenario and situation. And of course, like right now, it feels that a lot of it is related to the energetic and emotional states. So let me tune in for you here. And 1 second. Okay, so there's a lot of conscious understanding and activity happening around your brow chakra and your mind. So all around your crown and your head, and you're navigating and holding space, trying to figure out like what's the best option and how do I support everybody here? There's a lot of energy and activity. And then out at your throat chakra and your heart, I do see streamers of light, which are similar to cords, but they're fluid and they are helping to share information and hold the space. So you're actually right now in a space of where you're holding the light, holding peace and the calm energy for your family and for those that have reached out to you. And they're saying that's a blessing and a gift that you have, is that you can hold a calm demeanor and be really grounded. So although your energy might feel a little bit, let's see, how do I want to say it? Scattered or a little bit frazzled right now, it's because you're being bombarded. You're feeling all that frequency from around you, a whole mixture of emotions. And I see it coming through into your aura, and it's hitting about the fifth level of your aura. So you're definitely, since you're so sensitive, you're understanding, hey, this isn't typical how I feel every day. This isn't really how I flow into podcasting and, you know, like what your energy feels like. So some advice that they're sharing is, number one, just an understanding. And they want to let you know that everything will be okay. There's a plan in life. There's a path in life. If you want to call it destiny, free will comes in. And so the choices and decisions that will be made will really affect the outcome. And by the outcome, they're speaking about the energetic state of peace and the healing within your family and how you feel that you can come together as a community and to support one another. And the big broadband that I'm seeing is love. It's all about love. And in that space, you'll find that some will have a more challenging time than others with the current situation. So they are wanting you to understand that if you need to step back for a minute for your own self-care, then that's appropriate. And then when you feel that you can be more readily available to the large group, you can step forward. When you're in your space of solitude, we'll say, where it's just you, you can still emanate, shine your light out, push it out in front of you and share love and ask your guides and the angels just to come in and be with everyone, because your whole family has a beautiful frequency around them of support. And although the information you received is shocking, there's this underlying current I feel of coming together, of this is a way to help strengthen and reunite everybody in a unique, different kind of way, like deepening it. So in your own space, they're reminding you, okay, you've got this. Like, you know how to navigate, you know how to facilitate and hold space and regulate your field. So if you feel a particular space in your energy body, a chakra or out in your aura, that's, I call it fluttery. There's just a lot of energy bouncing off of you as your system is deciding, oh, do I really want to accept that? Do I want to process it? Is it mine? And how much of this can I internally hold? So that's your choice. And if it becomes too much, one of the things I like to do is speak to the energy. And if I know who it belongs to, I'll speak to their spirit or oversoul. Or if I can, if they're in front of me, I'll just share with them, hey, I know you're going through a lot, but step back just a second, like just an inch. I just need just a second so I can set up my system here to help you. And so what they're sharing with me is, when you want to, you can breathe and pull all of the light into your body to help stabilize you, and then let that light flow out forward to, it's going to be like a transmutation almost, because one of the things that I'm seeing from what is called the collective of your family is fear, shock and grief. And so we want to neutralize that, they're saying, and you can work with Archangel Raphael, Jeremiel, Metatriel and Sandalphon to help. And that's fun that they're sharing Sandalphon, because Sandalphon works with energy of sound and music. And I always feel that music and sound and, you know, it can really bring peace and clear and help harmonize a space. So one of the messages that they're sharing is to just breathe and let your system relax. You're good. You've got this. Know that any external energies or excessive emotions that you're feeling are potentially that of your family that you're processing. And so once you can feel into your own emotions and get a good like grasp of it and really feel, what do I feel like? Then you can let your awareness integrate a little bit more into that energy that's theirs and to be there for them. And often you could say, well, how do I, you know, how am I there? Do I need to share a message like vocally? But that's not always the case. It can be as if your energy is extending out, holding space for the large group or individually kind of like giving them a hug. So I keep hearing you're good. You've got this. Like you'll know you'll be guided throughout every conversation and moment. So it's all going to flow beautifully in that I find it's about the energy of the situation as you're flowing through it. So, and again, they're sharing love, gratitude, compassion, and there's a big emphasis on honoring. So honoring the moment and experience, honoring the transitions in life, and honoring all of the beautiful moments that everybody has had together. And they're not showing me like the outcome because right now it's more focused on the gift of the experience of everybody uniting. So in love, it's all based in love.
Thank you. I just wanted to take a moment to really finish receiving all of that. Wow, that was beautiful and really powerful. And I wasn't expecting so much to come from that. I know I shared with you a little bit, but I'm kind of amazed because I only shared with you a very small portion of what was going on in these. And for those that are listening, I came into our podcast today with Amy. You know, there's some things going on, feeling a little chaos, and want to ground before we break into this conversation. So she offered to do this so beautifully, to give you just a little understanding of what's going on, what's happening. I have a few relationships that have just kind of, things have bubbled up. There's some health issues and things going on with family. And there's a lot of overlap in themes, all of which you touched on in that message. So overall, thank you. For sharing that. I'll do my best to hold the light in that space. It helps just to kind of hear what some of the things to do as well, like that I can actually talk to somebody else's higher power almost or highest self. I've been thinking about that a lot lately with a couple of relationships in particular that I feel are crossing a boundary. And even though I've spoken up and voiced my boundary, that it's not being respected. And I've been struggling with that because I'm at the point where I've done what I can do in terms of speaking this boundary. And in some instances, it's still being crossed. So I need some other, and I'm a Reiki master and energy worker myself. But the tools I have, I'm in a spot right now where I felt a little stuck. So thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And than me, because all of that was like channeled in for you. You know, I'm just like, I'm holding this space to help ground you. So hopefully you can feel it.
I do. I feel like it's really crazy because I don't remember if I just said this to Alex or if I said this to you and Alex beforehand, but I felt like this brick in my chest. And this started with some events yesterday. And like, instantly I felt this heaviness. And I do this one Reiki practice where we identify the shape of a trauma, the color, you know, we give it all these things. Does it have a sound? Like, what would it sound like? What would it feel? You know, I'll give it all the pull in all the senses. And then you dissipate it with, you know, there's different like light, you know, versions of light meditation that you dissipate it. So I've been doing that a little bit, but it's been interesting because a conversation I had with one of my best friends, Anna, last night, we had like a 3-hour, incredibly cathartically healing, like just beautiful conversation about some of the deepest things in life. It was the anniversary of my best friend's death yesterday. And also a friend of hers, like very near. And so we had this like deep talk about the hardest things in life. And we sobbed and we opened up and we got so vulnerable. And I just felt lighter after this part of this brick was just like shaved away. And I woke up this morning and I still felt it there. And went into my first morning sessions, and then I had another conversations with my cousins. And I, even though those conversations were hard, and I'm holding some space because it's, you know, holding some space for other people in my family, still there was something about the connection in the conversation and just hearing each other and being there for each other, a tiny little bit of that dissipated. And then right here, right now with you, I'm taking this all in, and I'm dealing with some pretty heavy stuff, but I just kept feeling like lighter and lighter. And this brick, especially, it just kept I felt like it was like floating out into the room and like up into the sky. And I feel a million times better right now. It's still there, like in a small part, but there was another like huge chunk of it lifted through that message. And just hearing that, it's amazing what feeling heard and, you know, that support when you're willing to be vulnerable. I don't know. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for sharing with us. I mean, when I first got on, it was like life happens, you know? And so absolutely. And we can talk about a lot of things, but really, like, doesn't matter unless we can implement it and help somebody in their time of need. Do you know what I mean? It's like, this is important. This now moment and experience is so important. And I'm just glad that I could share that message with you. And I'm looking at your energy. It's getting a little bit calmer. And I think that a lot of what you were feeling was a combination, it felt, of so many emotions from everybody else, you know, and there's some anger in there. So you'll probably notice that come up. And I think that's natural and normal. Not all of it's yours, obviously, like I'm speaking. There's a lot of that was sitting there, and that very well could have been part of that brick energy. Because although, like you mentioned, you had this experience last night and conversation last night, and then something today came about, your soul knows and your energy will sense it ahead of time. And that's one thing in my life. Whenever that happens, I'm like, oh, what's going on? Like, often I'll feel it a week out, and then I'm like, oh, I can feel it. Something's coming. And the blessing or the gift of it is that once you feel that energy, you can start to work with it before the incident happens in the physical, like before that moment where you get the information or you see it happen. And then that way it's like, okay, you can hold your ground. Like, you've already kind of neutralized and worked through a lot of it. But I think that's what happened, as you were feeling it all come on, and then it kind of piled on top of, you know, just kept collecting until it felt really heavy. So that's one aspect. I mean, I'm sure there could be more, or you have your own, you know, understanding of it or relationship with the feelings, but that is something that I'm seeing. I wanted to share with you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you mentioning the anger thing, especially. That was important for me, because that's one of those themes that I mentioned that I felt like come up. And I know, I mean, the heart, right? That's one of the places that I think we emotionally hold anger.
Yeah. Yeah.
So be working with that. Alex,
I'm tiptoeing over here. I don't want to jump in and like ruin the moment. Amy, I wanted, as I was just kind of here with this and listening, the first thing that came to my mind was you talked about who you're connecting with when you're channeling, right? Mm-hmm. I was actually just reading about this recently, and the book I was reading talked about ascended masters. And when I'm listening to you, you talked about archangels, you talked about spirits, guides, family. For people that are, you know, I think for the average person channeling, they're like, they're thinking it's messages. We're not really clear. Is there like a difference what's the difference between an angel, an archangel, a guide, an ascended master? Are they just like titles like we have in our regular world, or are there actually differences?
Well, I think there are differences, and of course we put labels on everything. That's how humans are.
Yeah.
But so spirit guides, your authentic spirit guide, you have more than one typically, and they help you plan your life out. And I feel that they're equal, like equal partners in this whole experience. And they are with you prior to birth, throughout your whole life. And then they greet you when you're crossing over and help you with your life review. So everybody has a different, like their spirit guides all have a different frequency, qualities, characteristics, history. They can come from different realms, dimensions, all of that. So it's very individualized. The Ascended Masters are here to help, you know, they've created an impact on Earth and their energy is still around and their spirit is still here. So not only is it like the memories and everybody talking about them and sharing, you know, throughout history to keep that energy here, but their spirit is still around and they can come in through sessions. So I have like kind of my own way of working personally in my life, and it's mostly my guides and the archangels, but every now and then Ascended Masters come into my like messages for myself. But when I work with others, it's really interesting for me and unique to see who comes in with everybody. So whoever you resonate with or you're feeling drawn to learn about or connect with or you feel around, then you do have a connection with them and they're working with you. And different cultures and religions, you know, across the world, that can influence it as well. And then the archangels are a completely different realm. They're a different frequency completely. And it's been said that only two have come into life as humans, Enoch and Elijah, as Metatron and Sandalphon. But it's interesting because I've noticed just in the past like few years, more archangels coming onto the scene, like Archangel Metatriel. It took me a little while to really feel like, okay, you're a legit archangel. And my guides were laughing. They're like, she comes in all the time with all the other archangels. Do you think they're going to just like, you know, introduce you or let one in? But I, you know, somebody that wasn't an archangel and claiming to be, but I hadn't ever read about this archangel in a book. So it probably took me a few years before I really felt super comfortable saying and sharing with others like, oh, there's new archangels here. But the difference, I think, like kind of what you were asking, when you just receive messages, that can come from anywhere. Definitely you would understand it by how you feel in your heart. Do you feel peace? Do you feel supported? Love? Does it feel true and sure, meaning clean? Is it like a clean message? And it's that gut instinct and that intuition where you just know. And often that can come from your oversoul or your spirit guides. And so I would say if you're not really, just generally speaking, if you're not one who really is entertaining the idea or reading up or communicating with Ascended Masters, even star beings or archangels, whatever it might be, then it's a high probability that it's your higher self coming in to guide and give you messages, and your spirit guides. Now, one thing they just flashed in front of me right now too is a lot of us will have loved ones that have crossed over, like your grandmother. My grandparents have crossed over. So every now and then I'll feel them around. And when you have a memory pop up and you just have these like flashback memories of a loved one, that's a significant moment. You know, they are there. So one of my first boyfriends, he's crossed over. And one time I had these random memories about him, like flashing back to high school. And then he just kind of led me to go and look through yearbooks and journals and everything. And there were some strong messages in there that I'd forgotten about through my own experiences, you know, way back when, that were very pertinent to that day. So they will find ways to work with you and lead you to information. It's quite beautiful and it can be very, very touching. And in those moments when it often becomes very emotional because you can just feel the love. So in those moments, that's when you know it's true. That's it. Like, this is happening.
I'm so happy that you just said that. And I now especially can't wait to also share this episode with my friend Anna, because this was exactly what we were talking about, the ways that we got really deep into the ways our loved ones that have passed have shared things with us or sent those messages, and what, you know, how beautiful it is that if you're open to receiving those, so many people, I think, shut them off. But if you're open to receiving them, it becomes such a special connection. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, it was, I told you it was the anniversary of my, my best Ken, one of my dearest friends in my entire life. I just have so many days where I just wish that man was still here on this earth. And then I remember I can still talk to him. I hear him. We talk, you know, we have people, you know, I could be just a crazy person that talks to my friend out loud all the time, but like, I hear him say stuff that I never heard him say before. Like, I swear, like he'll send and like different songs that come on at certain times or like notes or like the time, like you think something and then you find something and you're like, okay, you know, or like there have been things that have been even moved in my house that I'm like, is this possible? Because it's so aligned with something that like a conversation that I had that would have been relevant. And I've always wondered like, can they move stuff? Like I know electricity too is one way that I've had a lot of clients and friends share that weird things with like lights and electricity will happen, which makes sense to me because we're all frequency, right? So mm-hmm. that's an electricity, a frequency, like it makes sense. They would communicate that way, but I don't know. Can you take us any deeper on that one?
Well, what just came to me is, yeah, they can move stuff, but also they can move you as far as your thoughts, like prompt you, oh, go look here. Hey, lift up this blanket that's been sitting on the couch for 2 weeks and there's something under it, you know, that you weren't aware of or what have you. So there are very unique and clever ways. And one thing, when our loved ones cross over, some of them I feel like are a little bit more experienced or advanced in communicating and getting through to us, and others it can be a little bit more challenging. So it is a relationship trying to work through that new, like the medium, the new dynamics. But when you stay open to the possibility and kind of play with it, like, oh, well, maybe, then it, you know, it does, it makes a space or it allows a space for this relationship to continue and for messages and conversations to come through. When you shut it off completely, not only does it kind of tell them that you don't, you know, you're not agreeing to this dynamic or you either you're just not on board, right? But also within your own system, it closes your chakras. So whatever chakra is governing that clairsense will start to close down. And, you know, the big one would be the brow chakra for intuition and clairvoyance. But I see whenever people start to doubt their intuitive communications, the signs and all that, I see that first their brow chakra closes. And then when they start to doubt, like even the existence of spirit, God and light, then their crown chakra will close. So you really do have a say in how you want to experience this reality. And there are many opportunities and truths and real experiences out there, but it's just kind of like up to us to be open to it. And it doesn't mean not to question, but kind of have a playful way of it where you're like a child just observing and being curious and wanting to learn.
What do you do? This has been actually coming up a few times lately too. What do you do when you're on this path and you have awareness of these things playing out in this earth school? Mm-hmm. And we have someone in our life who has equal or like similar consciousness is in our life, you know, we're aligned energetically, like similar. And this person or people keep choosing the low vibration answer to the tests that are arising. We're having these conversations, we're supporting each other, but what can we do? We can't direct anybody else's path, right? That's not our role to step in, right? We have to step back. But when it's someone that you love so much or you care so deeply for, it's so intertwined in your life, do you have anything to share around that in terms of how we best navigate it with grace and love for
I think that's important. Grace and love. Absolutely. I mean, I've had this experience. So I feel like you can only share your advice so many times. At least that was my experience, trying to be like there for, you know, friends that were making these choices that I just over time kept questioning. So, you know, it's up to their free will and their path. And there's a reason why they make these decisions or choices. And really, it's not up to us to really judge it, you know, but what we can say is it working?
But it hurts.
I want that. Yeah. Like
it hurts. It hurts.
Right. And then how does that affect your life? Right. So being there for them the best that you can, whatever situation that might be, but also honoring your own self. So if you feel like you're being compromised at all, meaning like now you're extra worried, you're distracted, it's taking away from your health, mental or physical, emotional, your family, then it might be a time where you can maybe refer them to some tools or somebody that can help them professionally that isn't as close to them as a friend. And then, you know, just kind of like redefine a little bit of the conversations that you have. And it's up to you to stay or to step away. And I think that's really important because not all relationships are meant for the whole life, but some are. So you really, you know, have to go into your own meditations or, you know, really discern and feel through it. But there's also that opportunity where you can consider that, okay, we're going through a sticky point right now. I've tried everything to help you and I can still be here to share love, but my advice just isn't being heard. Like, you know, or the examples I'm setting, you're just not getting it. So it's obviously beyond you and it's for them. So in that moment, you might say, well, we'll just kind of step back for a few weeks or a little, like a month, just kind of pull your energy back a little bit and let them work it out. And then you can reconnect again. Every situation is completely different. So again, just using your intuition, but coming, like you mentioned, you want to come through it with love and compassion, but also don't forget your boundaries. As long as that you are also loving and taking care of yourself. So I'm not sure exactly your situation, but just like generally speaking.
I want to ask you about ways that people can create more of this for themselves, open up more, like things people can do. You know, I started noticing there were like little things that would happen and then I would notice them and I would associate them with like my grandparents. And it didn't feel like I made it up. It felt like, right, like it felt very connected. And then my girlfriend lost her dad when she was very young, and she'll say things like she'll kind of talk to him and say, can you send me a message? And it comes through wildly. Like it's so I see them and I don't even know that she's right, that she's asked. But I think that that's kind of the simplest thing is like, hey, can you send me a message? Mm-hmm. Are there ways, practices, things people can do that want more of this in their life, that want to connect more to messages or people, you know, that they've lost or any of these higher frequencies that, you know, you can suggest or teach, share?
Yeah. Yeah. And what's so interesting is there's a little slight connection to the conversation we just had about free will and choices and decisions, in that you can ask for messages left and right, you know, but if you're not open to receiving them or you don't allow yourself to believe that that could have been a message, then it's going to kind of stunt the connection in a sense, like the flow of energy. And at that point, your guides might kind of step back and be like, well, we just keep sending all these messages and you're not listening. So the best thing to do is to be open to different ways. And so some of the most popular ways of them coming through are angel numbers, feathers, messages on billboards, bumper stickers. Like a friend can just totally have a conversation and they say a sentence that you needed to hear, or a stranger. Then there's also where you open up a book and the message is in there, right there on that page. And these are kind of things that would happen just as a part of your day-to-day life. Also when you're doing chores or driving, like you're just daydreaming kind of, and then a thought or a memory pops in your head. That's definitely a message, something coming through to support you. So these are some ways that things flow through just naturally. And so in that moment, it's kind of like, oh, wow, thank you so much. You know, just recognizing it. And the more that you recognize it, honestly, what it does is it lifts your frequency. So you go up into a vibration where it's easier for your guides or your loved ones to talk to you, because it's just easier for you to hear it. So when there's a lot of distractions or if we're consumed with emotion, it might be hard for them to get through. Although they're there, you know, you're just vibrating a different frequency or there's a lot of chaotic energy around. So in typical day-to-day experiences, kind of recognizing, and I loved about the lyrics or songs coming on the radio, like that happened all the time for me and it's so powerful. So that's another way of it. But when you're really looking for an answer, maybe you've been thinking about something for a long while, or it's very important and you want to get to it right then and there, you can go into meditative space and ask for messages. And those will start to come through with your different clair senses. And sometimes your guides will give you flashbacks of moments, like memories, experiences that you've had in the past that have an answer right there in it, or it very much will correspond to the experience you're having now. And if it wasn't something like that, they'll get creative. If you didn't have an experience in your life, they can remind you of a scene out of a movie or a book or a conversation that you had with a friend where they had a similar experience. So that's one way when you're really looking for strong answers of a direct question, you can go into meditation and see what comes through. And if that seems a little too advanced, start working with oracle cards maybe. You know, just asking direct questions with the oracle cards and see what kind of messages, what does the card have to share with you? And you can feel into the card before you read the caption or in the book. I always recommend that. Feel into the card first, just like hold it in your hand or your heart and feel it. And you'll get an energetic vibration from it that will feel true and calming and soothing. And so although there are moments in life that can be really challenging and we can get exceptionally emotional about it or feel ungrounded, it's nice when you work with oracle cards or when you just work with your guides, because you can get the answers and still feel safe and calm when you're receiving it. And so it's also about like how you're holding your energy. But these are some typical ways, I would say. And podcasting, that's a big one. Turn on a podcast. You might find the message.
I know some people that do like journaling too. They'll like freehand, like just like stream of consciousness journal and like let whatever comes up. So those are some really good ones. I use angel numbers a lot too. And just they come so many. I think the way I know that I'm getting one is because you just know, like it's in your face, kind of like it almost feels like it comes from outside, like from somewhere else, like from within you, but like you get it. Like it's an instant, like, oh, that was for me. Mm-hmm. You know, like I could be listening to a TED talk or a podcast episode or someone else even overhear a conversation and you hear something specific that just like it you sparks your attention and it rings really true. And within you, there's like a vibration within you that takes it in that is like, oh, I needed to hear that. And so for me, it's more about how I think I feel physically when I get it, I'm like, oh, I was meant to see that. But then sometimes it's really blatant. Like this week I told you, I know I'm not getting into detail and it's vague and I'm sorry, but there's been like layers of things happening in relationships, but they're all like, they're not different at all. It's like so synchronistic and it's basically 20 years of my life. Like if you looked at my astrological chart right now, you would be like, oh my God, this is all very beautiful and poetic in ways too. But there was a moment this week that I ignored some signs and then I literally saw it on a bumper sticker. Someone said it next to me at a cafe, on a billboard, turned on the TV, three different channels, turned it off, turned on the music. It was on the music. I sat in silence and I was like, I know what I have to do. I was like, wow, you were really hardcore trying to ignore that message today. Like you did literally everything you could to resist it because it wasn't a message that I wanted. But it just kept getting louder and louder and louder until I literally was sitting there by myself in bed and with the TV. And I don't watch TV. Actually, we just talked about this. I don't watch TV. I turned on the TV because I was that irritated that I kept seeing it places. And so I escaped to the TV and then it was on the TV. And then I like threw the remote and I was like, I get it. I just put my hands up. I get it. Okay. Really clear. I'm going to go to bed now.
I want to ask Amy, when you're this, like you dropped in to give that message to Corinne at the beginning, like pretty quickly. And it seemed like with ease, like it's, which this is what you do all the time. So that's not surprising. But it made me curious that when you're out in the world, when you're out to dinner, when you're out with your friends, when you're living your life, you know, with, you know, I don't know your love life or your, you know, that's it. But like when you're having, right, all the normal human experiences, do you kind of like compartmentalize, or do you feel like you're open all the time? And which in my mind, I am almost relating to it as like when I was a bartender, I could be working with you, but I called it like bartending hearing. You could hear all the people. So you'd hear someone be like, I need a drink. And that's what a good bartender, so you can tell. And I noticed that now in my life, I'll be out to dinner with my girlfriend and I can hear four tables over and she's like, you're so distracted. And I'm like, I can't close it off. So in my mind, to be this open as a channel feels like it would be that, but you're not only hearing humans, you're catching frequencies. It'd be like hearing every radio station at the same time. Is that what it's actually like? Or are you able to kind of, you know, turn off frequencies and turn them on when you want?
Yeah. Well, as far as hearing, I can turn them off and on. My strongest clairgift is clairsentience and being clairempathic. So empathic, so feeling. That's a little bit more challenging for me. I'll feel the emotions and the energy of a room or a crowd. So I do have to prepare myself ahead of time. And but yeah, when I'm out and about, I try to just, I call it live as a normal human, you know, just do my thing, be me. And over the years of practicing, it's a lot easier for me now. Okay, my dog is like really determined to get in this room. So one moment, I'm really apologize. I don't know if you can hear him.
Oh, no worries. That's so cute.
He literally knows when there's energy work and energy conversations and has to be a part of it. I'm like,
my cats are the same way. I was actually just going to say that because it's so funny. They know that there's energy going on right now. He wants to pop in. Yeah. were you finished with that?
Oh no, I can go a little bit more with it. Yeah. But I don't always go out into the world open because that can be so overwhelming. And then sometimes when I meet new people, you know, out in a public place and they ask what I do and I tell them, then they kind of get like, oh, wait, so can you read my energy? And it's like, I'm not reading you right now, I promise. Like, you know, it's just, I don't do that. I don't just go out and read everybody. First of all, I don't think it's quite ethical or like the right thing to do. But secondly, why would I don't need to do that. Like I'm off the clock, let's say, you know? So, but if I wanted, I could. So, yeah. And that's just based on a practice. You know, we all have gifts. And I think that what we do is we refine those gifts and strengthen the gifts. And so that's where I'm at. But before that, it might have been more challenging, like years ago, you know, when I first was getting into doing readings, I was very conscious of my environment and when I would, if you want to say, open up or tap in and tune in, you know, to messages. But now I can feel right away when something's off. So it helps.
Can we go back to, we were also talking about like, the different places channeled messages can come from. So this is something that I'm also, you know, with since Reiki and becoming a Reiki master. And, you know, it's something that I've always had some natural tendency towards. So it's a layer of my practice that I'm getting more and more into. It was, you know, with Reiki, I realized that I had some of those natural gifts that I had previously been very kind of like, oh no. And then it was like shocking as I went through my training and realized some of those connections. So now I've been working on developing them. But anytime for me, I feel I don't know a difference between like who, like different, like if it's coming from an archangel, for instance, or if it's just a general source. Like for me there, it's mostly when I'm speaking that it happens, or it happens, I guess, in two different ways. One, when I'm doing Reiki, and two, when I'm speaking, sometimes I feel like it's not me speaking all of a sudden, like I'm speaking about something and then all of a sudden it's not me anymore. And it's really weird because there's no, like when I talk, I hesitate a little bit,
yeah.
But then when I know it's not me is when I'm not stopping at all. And it's coming so quick that the words aren't in my head before they exit my mouth. They're just flowing. Like, it's almost like they're flowing from here and up instead of from my head. But that's the only difference that I know. And it's not like I am like I love that you mentioned, Archangel Raphael and, I forgot his name now, the sound.
Sandolphin,
just nervousness there, forgot. Yeah, which are two that I've actually worked with and love for a long time. But I would never know like, oh, that's, you know, this archangel, or at least not now. And I've had those questions from other people before. So yeah, do you know, or how does that work?
Yeah, so much to share. I love these questions. Okay. So I first started to become introduced to the archangels. Like, I would read about them and I would tune in with one and just feel their energy so I can get that vibration and start a relationship with them. And now when they come in, I clairaudiently hear their names. They'll announce it. So that's kind of how I know. Everybody's different. But when I work, the archangels stand on the right side of me and I'll feel their presence. It's like when your eyes are closed and you know somebody's standing there, right? And so often I can feel into it and say, oh, is there one, two, or three? Like, who's here? I can tell there's more than one. And then they'll start to tell me their names. And so that's how I started to work with them. And I originally was introduced to the concept of working with them to help clear the room and to hold space for sessions. And my background was I did start with Reiki as well. And then my clairsense is enhanced. And like you, then I started channeling through messages and I would go into people's past lives. Like, I would just, I don't even know the proper term or what you'd call it. Teleportation, let's say. I would literally, like, my eyes are closed, I'm standing there and I could feel the energy shift, pull me out of my body. And I was in their past life watching the source cause of an issue that they're dealing with in this life. And we would heal it there. And then it would heal here. So all kinds of interesting things were happening. But if you ever have a message come through and you're not quite sure who it is, you know, just kind of ask, first of all, is this coming from my higher self, my guides, or maybe the archangel realm? See which one feels right. You'll get a yes for the appropriate one, and it can be a combination. But when you were sharing about streaming, the way you were channeling, that's streaming. And typically that's probably your higher self, like your own soul energy, unless you've made a conscious conversational decision that you're going to let your guides come through you. And when we stream and when we channel in that way, some people call it like trance channeling. It kind of just depends how deep you get with it, but it's an aspect of physical channeling, which Reiki is physical channeling. You're physically channeling energy and codes and frequencies, you know, messages that come through maybe not with the spoken word, but telepathically. You know, so much happens in a session. So when you're giving a reading, if you want to say, like through conversation, and you start streaming and you're channeling, the words can come out of your mouth before you hear them in your head. It's like everything's opposite. You didn't think about it. Just sometimes it's surprising, like, oh, I mean, I learn stuff when I'm streaming, when I'm channeling, and I'll stop. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. Well, I just said it, and that must be the new thing, you know? Like,
it just started happening to me this year, and I was kind of like, what's going on?
Yeah.
But it's really cool. Every time it happens, I'm like, wow, I sounded really good, but I don't think that was me. So that was what I was just kind of curious, like, what's even going on? Yeah.
And but, one final sign of that is afterwards when you forget, you're like, what did I even just say? Like, you don't remember all of it. Mm-hmm. So it's another sign of channeling.
Amy, were you this time is like flown by. And I know we haven't even talked about your Raise the Vibe Tribe and your business. Is there anything that you want to share with us about that we, you know, I think you did a brilliant example of sharing what you do, like, actually with us. So I don't know what you want to share, but I just want to give you that opportunity. Also tell people where to find more about you. And anything else?
And what you have upcoming, like, how can people like get tapped into like what you have going on?
Okay, awesome. Thanks. Yeah. So I kind of have different avenues that you can connect with me. So my website is my name, amysikarski.com. You can also type in raisethevibetribe.com. It takes you to my website. And Raise the Vibe Tribe is a community on Instagram that started just to bring positive messages to everybody. It's really not so much about me. It's about the collective and messages. And every now and then, like, I'll go on and I'll share messages or do lives, you know, post something that's a little bit more where people can see my face and kind of like who's behind the page. But I'll be doing more lives because I've just completed a few projects and I'm at this, like, I don't know, transitional space, I guess, where I'm going to be getting back in more working with large groups. So if you want to connect, you can go on to Instagram at Raise the Vibe Tribe, and I'll be doing more lives on there where I do readings for, you know, the collective or individuals. And also I'm going to be offering more guided meditations and energy resets, that kind of a thing. And through my website, you can pop over to my school. The school's website itself is spiritschoolonline.com. And there's a lot of free guided meditations. I have a whole library of channeled messages. If anybody is actually interested in receiving messages from my team, I work with the Council of Light, the Archangels, my guides. Or if you're interested in learning how to channel, I was very transparent when I started physically channeling messages. And so in that library, I think almost all of my videos are on there, and you can see what it's like to start the process of working with a guide or an angel as they come and speak through your voice. So that's the most advanced form of channeling, when my voice changes and it's clearly not me. So there's a lot of different options for educational experiences, receiving messages for healing and support. And if you wanted to do a one-on-one session with me, you can book it through my website. I offer everything remotely. And I know you shared a little bit with me, just a little bit about what was happening today before I brought the message. But on my sessions, I just want your name and your voice on the phone. I don't take questions at all. I just start channeling for like the first 10 or 15 minutes, and then we delve into questions. So I do readings with your guides and angels, past life readings, aura and energy readings. And then I also do the energy work, and I'm a certified hypnotherapist that I specialize in past life regression work. So there's quite a few things that I can offer to support. And that's my goal, is just to help everybody reunite, like strengthen their own intuition, understand discernment and regulation of their energy field. And, you know, like at a basic, what's a chakra? Oh, there's dimensions of the aura. We have guides, you know, just like all of that. So I hope that helped. And a couple of books are out there on it too. Like my most recent one is Ultimate Guide to Channeling.
Oh, we didn't talk about your books. I'm sorry this became about, I feel a little bit bad because I hope it didn't just become about like me and the things that we had going on. And then the tailspin that created. All of Amy's links are going to be below. However, your books, yes, because that was one of the main things we wanted to talk about today, but I feel like we could have had this podcast go like 3 hours and we would probably still feel like we still have things to talk about.
It was perfect how it happened. I'm glad I could help support you. And I think that's like a real life example of understanding all aspects of everything we've been speaking about, how it can be implemented in a way that's supportive. So it's all good.
Well, thank you. And thank you everyone for being here. Amy, your wisdom, your light, your smile, your voice, absolutely, absolutely wonderful. And just so much beautiful wisdom shared here today. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that and being willing to share with everyone. Alex, anything else before we wrap up?
No, this was, it's so, I want to people that, you know, if you go back and listen to the very channeling at the beginning, I think that something that people often step over that was really nice for me was there's messages for everyone in there, right? If you're listening, like there's things for me, even though that was for you, that anything that like kind of hooks you know, anything that like latches onto me, that was probably for me too. And I think,
well, and you think this happened by accident, like all of these things aligning right before we're on here with Amy, to me, yeah. It was like, of course this is happening. And that's why I wanted to actually do a practice, because I felt this is probably, I have a pretty big inkling that this is not just me, that there are a lot of people actually having a similar thing, because to me, it felt almost.
You think you're, oh, there's 9 billion people and it's only for you? Come on.
I mean, I am a Libra rising, so.
I don't know. That means nothing to me. I'm a.
You know what? A lot of people just laughed right now. I'm sorry that you're not in on the.
I'm a sophisticated Jupiter jokes, in
anybody descending listening to the replay.
Over Orion. All right. Amy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for
being with us, for sharing your talents and your gifts. And we'll probably have to have you back because we only touched the surface. So
yeah, everyone go follow Raise Revive Tribe. Thanks for being here. And we'll catch you in the next episode of The Frequency Shifter Show.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Frequency Shifters. We really hope that you got some value, you learned something, and that there's something from this episode that you can take away and use in your life. Who are you thinking of right now that needs to hear this episode? Please share it with them. Share this on social media, subscribe and like and leave a comment. And please, if you have a comment or an idea or something that you want us to talk about or investigate, leave it online and we will go into those and bring you that information. Please like, share, and subscribe, and we will see you next time.